And now this is a dictation for Emilita, Emilita, Wiggle, Wigle, June 22nd, 59. Address as a letter to Dr. Laynes, Laynes, 779-7100. Dear Dr. Laynes, a follow-up for Mrs. Wiggle with advanced renal failure, last visit in March. She's doing a strict low sodium, no emergency room hospital visit, no smoking alcohol, trying to eat healthy. Blood pressure at home fluctuates from 130s over 80s to many times 180, 200s over 100. She lives at home with fiancé and son. Review system is negative. Medication list review. She did not bring medications. She stopped the Uloric a month ago. No recurrence of gout. She thinks that she's still taking metoprolol and nifedipine. Previously, we stopped ARB and HCTC, takes no potassium. Present weight 117, stable. Blood pressure 162, 80 on the right side. Lungs are clear. No ralgesis, no respiratory distress, no arrhythmia, no pericardial rapt, no situs tenderness, no edema non focal. Next paragraph, chemistries. August, worsening creatinine. GFR presently down to 18, stage 4. Normal electrolyte acid base. There was low calcium but normal phosphorus and albumin. Anemia 10.2. Kidney ultrasound, small kidneys, even if she's a small stature. There is increased echogenicity, chronic renal abnormalities, no evidence of obstruction or urinary retention. As next paragraph, assessment and plan. Lightly hypertensive nephrosclerosis with progressive chronic kidney disease, blood pressure at home, poorly controlled. She needs to prepare for dialysis. She needs to do dialysis classes. She mentioned that she's been, in the past, a technician for dialysis, and she has a lot of knowledge. We discussed about peritoneal dialysis. Fiancé and son apparently wants to donate a kidney. We are going to send her to University of Michigan transplant evaluation. They come close to Midland. The only abdominal surgery is tubal ligation that will not be prohibited for peritoneal dialysis. Presently, no need for EPO treatment, no need for phosphorus binders, continue vitamin D125 for secondary hyperparathyroidism, monitor the low calcium. She needs to update through medication list before we adjust medications. Looks like she might be doing a short-acting nifedipine that potentially can change to a higher dose long-acting. Chemistry needs to be done on a regular basis. All issues discussed at length. End of dictation.